Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for April 25th, 2017 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the board meetings.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Jason Ewart, representing the City Attorney's Office, Hugo Zek, representing the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 12. We also have Stephen Graham, representing the Civil Service Board.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments. If anyone would like to make a comment at this time, I don't see any takers. Moving on to item AB, announcement by members of the Civil Service Board of Commissioners and staff. Do we have any announcements today? No? Okay. Moving on to our consent calendar. Item A through C. Item A through C. Approve agenda additions. Items not listed on the regular agenda. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Now we'll move on to our consent calendar. And I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A4 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull an item for discussion? No? I would ask for that motion.
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item 8.5, a request by Hugo Zek. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Zek.
Zek? Okay,
yeah,
thank you. Thank you. House Counsel, International Union of Operating Engineers, IUOE, Local 12, to schedule a hearing in the matter of the suspension of Appellant 2017-6. Okay. With that, does counsel for the city have any comments about this?
We reviewed the request for hearing, and there were several dates that were provided by Mr. Zek. I believe June 13th, June 27th, and July 11th were the dates that were proposed. I checked with all of my witnesses, and the only date on which all of them will be available is June 27th. So the city would request that the hearing be set for June 27th if the commissioners are available that day.
Okay, June 27th. And how does that sound for you, Mr. Zek?
Yes, that works for us.
Okay, well, we'll check.
And do you anticipate needing more than one day based on the number of witnesses in the case to be presented?
Not for my case in chief.
It may be a good idea to reserve 2 days.
2 days.
Okay. That was going to be a problem for me.
Me too.
Yeah.
The 28th.
If it's one day, we can do it. If not, yeah, 28th is...
We will do everything that we can to keep it to one day. I don't see any reason why it should go over one day. And we have in the past had one day of hearing and then continued the hearing to the next available date after that. So if we can reserve the 27th, and if we're unable to make it to closing arguments on that day, then potentially we can make a motion to the board to continue it to the next available day where
possibly
everybody will be available.
The 29th? How does that look for you?
Yeah, well, it has to go into the next week because...
Oh.
That week's my wife's birthday, and that would not be good.
The first week of July, I am not available either.
Holiday week.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we could go with, if we needed a second date, the next scheduled civil service regular meeting, possibly?
Is that
which would
the
be
11th?
The 11th, yes.
That should be fine. I won't have witnesses available, but we should be able to get the case in chief done, at least the city's side, the first day.
Okay. Mr. Zek, how does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good if necessary. I think I put roughly about 6 or 7 hours, I think, for my case in chief. So if it spills over to July 11th, that also works for Local 12.
Great. For all of us?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. So we'll go ahead and schedule it for the dates that we set forth.
Thursday, 27th.
Yes. June 27th, and if necessary, continue to it July 11th.
July 11th.
Location of the hearing, if City Hall is relocated, will be moved from here, but I will send out confirmation of the specific room and location.
It may not be in this location. You guys?
But it will be very close.
Evicted or something?
It'll be moving possibly just across the street. So.
For construction purposes, or is this just a permanent?
City Hall, at least for the next couple of years, will be relocated into multiple locations that will be shifted to. So, but we will make sure that you have information exactly on the location, and it will be in this general area.
Great. Thank you very much for that.
And thank you very much, councilors, for the appellant and city.
Thank you.
I would ask for, okay, that's taken care of. Move on to item A6 here. All right, item A6. A request by the Chief of Police to extend his eligibility list for Police Records Technician 1, flexible. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to extend the eligibility list for the Police Records Technician 1601-8 to February 24, 2018, in accordance with Civil Service Rule 409A. If I can have that motion.
A motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A7, election of board chairperson and vice chairperson for the term of May 2017 to April 2018. Do we have any nominations on this? I mean, Lascar.
If I could just make a quick announcement. Chairman Reichert, a regular term in office, each of your terms are 6 years. It actually expires in the month of May. Given our transition, we had not moved forward yet with reappointment, but given that it is likely to take several months at minimum for the transition from our civil service rules and the commission to transition into the new personnel commission, we are going to make a recommendation to the mayor that and Chairman Reichert has generously agreed to be able, willing to continue to serve in his current capacity, so to extend his term in office. So we will be making that formal request in May, and given that is yet to be finalized, it would be my recommendation that the board at least consider continuing this item to either the first or second meeting in May until that is resolved. Of course, if you wanted to proceed now and make nominations, you could do that, but you could. I think we're all happy. Decision to continue.
You don't want to beat them down. Now.
Thank you very
and
much.
And Stephen, do you have anything that you want to add?
Okay, well, with that said, we'll go ahead and move on. So we have a nomination for the chairperson. Any other nominations? No. I would ask for a motion that the nominations be closed and the candidate presented for the board chairperson to the. Well, first let's have a vote on this.
I thought you were going to continue to the next meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be happy. Is that what you want to do?
This I would recommend, since your appointment is ending officially in
the
May,
end of May,
even though that until a reappointment of someone else is in place, you are able to continue in your current capacity without issue. But until the official reappointment occurs, I would recommend that we just continue the nomination process, probably to the second meeting in May.
Okay.
And then each of you could continue in your current capacity. You, Dennis, as chair, and Curtis, if you're willing to continue for another month as vice chair ahead of conducting the formal nominations.
Thank you for the clarification. Yeah. And Councillor, thank you for yours.
Of course.
Okay, moving on to item A8. A8 is correspondence. Do we have any correspondence?
No, of course. Well, actually, I do have some correspondence that I would like to add. We did receive a confirmation letter from the San Bernardino City Library Foundation, and I wanted to acknowledge that, those of our commissioners that made a contribution and staff members that also made contributions, and memory of Evelyn Alexander. on behalf of the board, $165 was donated to the San Bernardino City Library Foundation in memory of Evelyn. And so I just wanted to let you know that we'd receive that confirmation. Great. And thank you for your generosity and support.
Moving on to item A9, reports from the City of San Bernardino Civil Service Board Commissioners. Do we have any reports? No reports. Okay. Moving on to item A10, report from the Chief Examiner.
So just briefly, I wanted to give you an update. You'd received an update for the months of February and March, just in terms of general operations for the department. One of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention at this point in time, under the new city charter, wastewater collection will shift from the Public Works Department to the Water Department. And so we began moving forward with that process of transitioning the sewer collection funds, assets, as well as the personnel that are tied to that program from the Public Works Department to the Water Department. And that will be occurring effective May 1st. It was presented to Council at the last City Council meeting and the Water Board accepting the transfer of those assets. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. It will impact 12 employees from the Public Works Department, but not in terms of no one is being laid off. They're simply being transferred from their current position in the Public Works Department to a comparable position in the Water Department. So wanted to give you just a quick update on that. Certainly if you have any questions, I'd be happy to address that. The other thing I wanted to let you know is we did hire a full-time human resources technician in civil service, which I'm really pleased to announce. It's been immensely helpful in the couple of weeks that she's been in position. So wanted to let you know that. Her name's Ileana Torres, and you may have conversations with her as time goes on, but we're really happy to have her in place, and I think she's going to do a great job. She started out as an intern with us, then transitioned to a part-time apprentice, and then took this opportunity when it became available. So that's really great for us. The testing room, I mentioned briefly earlier that we will be moving City Hall. Right now, the target date is the second week in May, the week of May 15th, maybe the second or third week, to move operations from City Hall to a multitude of locations. That will include human resources and civil service, as well as the city clerk's office going over to the 415 building across the street, directly across from Dan Carlevi's office. So it's not very far from here, and actually the space that's been set aside is very nice, and I think that you'll be really pleased with the hearing room, et cetera, that's been set aside. Our testing room that is currently down in the basement of City Hall will be moving over to the 201 building. That will be located on the second floor of the 201 building, and it's a space that had been outfitted for economic development. So it's actually a really nice area, and I think will be a big improvement and a better candidate experience. So I'm really pleased about that move as well. So I just wanted to let you know that that's kind of the pending transition upcoming. And then what else? We are underway with completing the fiscal year 2017 and 18 budgets. So that's, I think, in a nutshell. If anyone has any questions about what's been happening with the transition of sewer or anything else, I'd be happy to address those questions.
I know that's been a tremendous workload for you. How are you holding up under the strain of that? Do you have enough resources to help you with that, or is it just you?
Well, it's no, it's been a team effort. Everybody's put in an immense amount of hours to make sure that that happened, and Stephen included. He's been exceptional.
Don't let her be humble like that. She worked for hours and hours every day on that. It was amazing. She was a rock star. It was great.
Well, thank you so much for your service. We really appreciate it. The city appreciates it.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Okay, and with that, I would ask for a motion that, do any of the commissioners have any comments? I would ask for a motion that the activity reports for February and March 2017 be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A11, closed session. We don't have any closed session items for today. So our next item A12, adjournment. I'd ask that the motion be made that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of May 9th, 2017. If I can have that motion.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
Okay.
This board is so efficient.
I know. You guys are showing an example. I'm not naming any names.